time has gone 17:38, which means that it is time for us to cross to speak to Avi Yorish, our author and Middle East expert. Avi, last week Austin, this week what? Boston, Washington.
This week it's Washington, back at home.
Back at home.
Washington, D.C.
Back at home.
The swamp, as we fondly call it.
The swamp.
Yes, don't you know they want to drain the swamp?
No, I didn't know there was Washington. I thought it was like the sophisticated, most English of American cities. Oh, wait a minute, that's Boston.
As it turns out, we are going to talk about global climate change today. But this Washington D.C. was originally a swamp. It was actually built on a swamp, drained, and it's why summers here are full of mosquitoes and all sorts of other bugs.
Goodness gracious, you live and you learn. How fascinating is that? Last week I hijacked you. We were going to talk about climate change and I got all waylaid. And this week we are going back to a schedule and we're going to talk about climate change.
So let's talk about climate change. Where should we start, Simon?
I don't know. You're the one who's going to tell me.
Well, look, we all know, whether you believe this is man-made or not, that the, climate change is here. The earth is going through tremendous changes when it comes to the climate, when it comes to water, when it comes to food, when it comes to a whole host of changes. And as I look at over the course of the coming decades, we are going to see massive challenges when it comes to, as we pointed out on the show before, water security, food security, water security, artificial intelligence, space, etc. And Israel, I think, is making a large, outsized contribution to dealing with these issues, and I thought we would address some of them today. Let's start with solar energy. I don't know if most of you listeners are aware of the fact that Israel was the creator, essentially, of solar energy. In the 1950s, Israel's first chief scientist, Harry Tzvi Tabor, created the world's first commercially viable solar panel. In large part because he felt like Israelis wanted to take hot showers and they couldn't do it. What happened was, the country was going to go bankrupt. And as a result, he looked around and said, the only thing we really have here is the sun. And he created the world's first, Dud Shemesh, which if any of your listeners have been to Israel, is on the top of every rooftop.
Wow.
And it heats the water. And as a result of that, that solar panel is the underlying basis for all solar technology in the world today. And as we look at the dwindling amount of natural resources that we have in our possession, we're going to have to make use of as much as we can, and reducing our global footprint in large part depends on leveraging alternative energy means, in large part the sun.
It's just such a remarkable thing, Avi, because, I mean, anybody who's been to Israel, just look up, and that's what you see. You see those bizarre-looking canisters on every single roof, wherever you look. I mean, this man just transformed the country, the savings.
You know, he transformed the country and he transformed the world. I mean, I would say every rooftop is mandated in Israel to have one of these solar water collectors, and we're seeing these now in places like China, India, the United States. I would imagine you'll have a few of these in South Africa, but I can't say for sure.
We do.
The other really interesting thing. Yeah, go ahead.
No, we do. I mean, in fact, you talk about China and India. A lot of the Chinese and Indian manufactured solar water geysers were imported into South Africa over the last 10 years. We had a big solar water geyser provision program specifically for subsidized and low-cost housing. And if you go through certain parts of Joburg, certain parts of Alexandra, just the township next to Sandton, you can see rows and rows of them on the roof.
I mean, look, this is a win-win-win for everyone. It's a win for the ecology. It's a win for the planet. It's a win for innovation, and it's a win for the consumer because they're paying less. They're literally leveraging the endless supply of energy that you can get from the sun. Look, the other thing that I know that you have in South Africa, we're seeing climate change happening. You have these massive storms that happen in the afternoons in the summer, right? What we're seeing here now, interestingly, Israel has discovered in the last 6 months that they believe that they can cool the planet literally in the course of the next 6 years if a band of trees is planted along a very narrow spectrum of a longitude plane. Interestingly, so here's where the story happens. Israel has a variety of different ecosystems in the country,
yeah.
And they for years have been planting trees all over the country. For those of you who have been sending money to the JNF, it's been part of that program. You know, when we were growing up, we put money into a little blue box for charity, and that was the JNF. So Israel has discovered that if you plant a certain number of trees along a band of the planet, you could literally cool the planet in 6 years' time. And they've modeled this, but this would require the buy-in of a massive number of countries in order to really do this in an efficient manner. And they've discovered that you can't plant them in, let's say, Norway or Sweden or in the northern part of the planet, but rather it needs to be roughly where Israel lies and along that band in not North Africa, but the middle part of Africa, and then so on and so forth around the planet. You could literally cool the planet. For the last 15,000 years, we've literally had the planet at the same exact temperature. I believe it's around 59 degrees Fahrenheit in the stratosphere. And now we've seen that that temperature is rising, and if we want to keep this amazing planet that we have going along the same temperature that we've had over the course of the last thousands of years, we're going to need to cool it.
What a remarkable story. I just can't envision trees growing in the middle of the Sahara Desert. That's where I'm struggling to.
Well, look, if you've been to the Negev Desert, right, there are trees that grow there, and there's a certain very specific types of trees that are there, and that essentially what they do is that they will suck out the water from the atmosphere. They would pull it into the ground. They will also pull carbon, this nasty carbon, from the air and basically cool it when it emits the water back into the stratosphere.
Wow, Avi, as always, Israel up to remarkable, remarkable scientific endeavors that are changing the world. Thank you for your time. Thank you for speaking to us, and we'll speak to you this time next week.
I'm looking forward to it, Simon. Thanks again. Always happy to be on your show.